You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM, brought to you by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going and checking out their website at dupaco.com. You can also get there through our website at kgymradio.com. Good afternoon. Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Duke joining me coming up here in just a couple of moments from his home on the southwest side. We've got a jam-packed show for you today. The one, the only, Mark Ironside will be joining us for the first time this year, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. That is across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee on the northwest side of Cedar Rapids. We will preview the college wrestling season and talk about Iowa and their matchup with Princeton coming up on Friday night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Looking forward to that. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will join us as well. If you have a fantasy football question for Chris, you can start to get them in right now at 319-366-1600. Love to answer those with Chris, and we'll do that coming up on the program here today. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. And you're welcome to join us that way in that process, or you can just give us a call on the phone line as well at 319-366-1600. Mark, good afternoon. It's always a red letter day here on the Gym Class program when we bring on our most popular guest for the first time.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And it's a much anticipated appearance by Mark Ironside. I know you can say the same thing. I have people asking me, when's Mark going to be on? When's Mark going to be on? Well, he's on today. In about, 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes or so. We don't want to keep Mark waiting.
You did remind him, right?
I did, yes. And okay. I got a reminder to remind him. So, you know, up and down the line, the entire process went very smoothly, and it's great. The only little fly in the ointment I have found here is, as most people know by now, We have introduced a brand new automation system here at KGYM. That's very boring to you out there on the other side of the radio here. But in the transformation from the former automation system to the new automation system, some things were lost, and that includes Mark's music. We have lost Mark's music. We may have to get it back somehow. But I just
walk up music.
His walk up music. Yes, we are going to have to. We're going to have to find that again and reintroduce it.
Well, that should be easily done, right?
Yeah.
We got Spencer. We got Ben. Those guys can handle it.
Ben, find his walk up music. He's not even over there right now. He had to step out for a moment, but he'll be back. So we'll talk with Mark coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk wrestling. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will be joining us as well. Looking forward to talking with Chris and get your fantasy football questions for Chris ready to go at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Going to talk a little bit of basketball, though. A very interesting night last night around the Midwest. Of course, I think we knew we were in for a strange evening, Mark, yesterday at this very time when it was announced that Loyola was leaving the Missouri Valley Conference, and then everything kind of went crazy and sideways after that. Then you had Iowa struggling at home against North Carolina Central. Not a bad North Carolina Central team who has been to the who has won that particular league on a couple different occasions over the last handful of years. Iowa State shoots 5% against Alabama State, but causes 23 turnovers in beating the Hornets, who will be in Iowa City tomorrow night to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes in an early game at Carver Hawkeye Arena. So you had those two things happening. You had the Gavitt games going completely sideways as far as the Big Ten is concerned. Michigan, of all teams, can't hit a free throw. The Wolverines go down at the end to Seton Hall at Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor. It was a strange basketball night last night.
Yeah, a little bit, I think. I don't think you can read too much into November games. We've seen multiple times teams winning national championships or having a great stretch run, maybe drop a game or two in November and just continue to get better and better. Much like, you know, this Iowa team, I don't think we can read too much into what happened last night. I think there were some positives, definitely some negatives. The team is growing. Iowa State, on the other hand, you know, an 8-point victory. You would expect a little more out of that. Isaiah Brockington had a terrific game, the transfer from Penn State. But, just don't get too overly one way or another on your favorite team, I don't think, at this point.
No, and, yeah, you have 30-odd games as far as basketball is concerned. And basketball, and I've said this before, basketball is not football. You just have so many games as far as the football season is concerned. Basketball is a much more matchup-oriented sport. And give UNC Central all kinds of credit, because that is a team chock full of transfers, I believe 9 of them, all upperclassmen. They're going to be a factor as far as their league is concerned. But they had a great game plan coming in, and it was to spread out Iowa, empty the middle, little ball screen at the top of the key, have their guy go one-on-one, get a step on the defender, take it to the hoop. Philip Rabacha got a couple of fouls early. Keegan Murray came over, got a foul early. So he really couldn't be ultra-aggressive as far as a defensive end. Although, Keegan Murray, oh my goodness, what a start to his sophomore season. And the first Hawkeye to have 20-plus points and 20-plus rebounds since perhaps my favorite player of all time in college hoops, Mark. You got to go back to 1977. My first favorite player in basketball growing up, the immortal Bruce Sky King from Iowa in 1977.
He was really good and often forgotten when you talk about some of the greats in Iowa basketball history. He was terrific, and Keegan Murray has been terrific. 27 points, 21 rebounds. I don't care who it's against. That is one heck of a game. And I also thought Aaron Ulis and Tony Perkins gave a very good account of themselves last night. They combined for 25 points, a handful of assists. And really in that second half, I thought they were the keys to eliminating or slowing down that dribble penetration that was successful in the first half.
You know, Iowa is going to have, I think we all know, every team's got warts. Iowa's Achilles is going to be defense on the post. And like I said, that is not what NC Central did last night. They just emptied the post more often than not and took it off the dribble against Iowa. And that's going to be a problem all year for the Hawkeyes. It's been a problem in the past. It's going to be a problem this year, no doubt about it. And we'll see what happens when Iowa goes up against a 6'9", 6'10 post guy before they get into the Big Ten. 81-86, didn't Bruner do it? Not one of our Bruners on bowling. More on that coming up later on. Greg Bruner.
Bruner with the two ends, Greg Bruner. And I believe I saw that as well. But
according to Iowa, in many sources, it last time was 1977.
Yeah.
I did not do the research on it, but I am going with a lot of folks that did do the research on it. So there you go. 319-366-1600, 91-36. Hawks kept that game close for way too long. Iowa did not shoot it very well. They shot 37% for the game. And Jordan Bohannon, after tying the Big Ten record for most three-pointers made in a career, I thought he wanted to get it out of the way. He was kind of pushing things a little bit. Never did get that record. That will be broken on the first three against Alabama State coming up tomorrow night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Sometimes the biscuit doesn't go in the basket. Welcome to basketball. Iowa State was supposed to beat Alabama State by 30-some. That didn't happen either. Michigan was supposed to beat Seton Hall. Iowa did not play a very inspired game last night coming out of the shoot, I thought. And with the third tomato can in a row, you're probably going to have that at times. And you move on, you got a 19-point win, and you get ready for Alabama State tomorrow night. 319-366-1600. Go ahead, Mark.
These kids are smart. They know it doesn't say North Carolina across the front of the jersey. You can't expect them to play extremely inspired basketball each and every game. You expect them to be focused and give great effort. But it's not going to be an effort last night like you're going to, hopefully see against an Illinois. And maybe I can clean up, thanks to Michael Oss of the Gazette, his tweet last night that Murray is the first Iowa player to get 20 rebounds in a game since Greg Brunner. That came in 2006 when he had 23 against Minnesota.
Okay. But not 20 points and 20 rebounds.
He did not have a 20 and 20.
Yes, that was Bruce King back in 1977. So there we go. Thank you for clarifying that.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks to Mike. 1775 said it last year, Keegan Murray will end up being one of the best in Iowa history. Looking forward to watching him this season. I agree. Again, smooth. Just so smooth. Just so much fun to watch. And was fun again last night. And he definitely was one of the big differences as far as that game was concerned last night. No doubt about it. Mentioned Iowa State with a nail-biter as well over Alabama State. And the Cyclones will be back in action coming up on Sunday. And we'll have that game for you. It's a women's, men's split doubleheader coming up on Sunday, 1600 a.m. and 102.3 FM. We'll have that women's game in the late morning around noon and the men's game coming up at about 4 o'clock versus Grambling. Big Ten loses two last night, Mark. Oy. You knew Nebraska was in trouble against Creighton. Huskers actually kept it pretty close for the most part. And then I don't think anybody saw Michigan losing to Seton Hall last night. The Big East now 4-0 against the Big Ten in the Gavitt games.
Yeah, for whatever reason, the Big Ten is getting off to a slow start here. But once again, don't get too excited one way or another if the Big Ten was 4-0 or 0-4. So, but yeah, some surprising results. And I think Nebraska played better against Creighton than it I had previously. But Purdue with a big win last night. So the beat goes on in the non-conference season. Conference season is going to be here before you know it.
At least that first couple of games as far as that conference season is concerned. Coming up tonight in the Gavitt games, night number 3, two games starting at 6. Michigan State goes to Hinkle to take on Butler, and that will be followed by St. John's taking on the Indiana Hoosiers coming up tonight. And that is probably two games that the Big Ten is favored in. Three of the first four the Big Ten was favored in and did not go the Big Ten's way. So we'll see how it all plays out. Big Ten can still tie it. Big East needs one more to take the Gavitt games. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to dive into wrestling. Mark Ironside's going to join us coming up next after a weather update and these messages. You're listening to The Gym Class, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union, right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on The Gym.
With a check of your weather first forecast, I'm meteorologist Nathan Santo Domingo. Remaining breezy into the afternoon, high temperatures only in the mid-40s. Will fall off quickly as we go through the overnight as winds start to calm down slightly. Low temperature near 26. As we head into tomorrow afternoon, northwest winds picking up again 15 to 25 miles an hour. High temperature around 37. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
And DePaco Credit Union, members are better together. How? Through thank yous. A DePaco-only perk that thanks members in cash for saving, borrowing, and planning for their financial futures. A As a credit union, our cooperative structure enables us to put money directly into the pockets of our member owners. And by participating in thank yous, nearly 64,000 DePaco members shared more than $3.7 million. We truly are better together. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared more than $20.5 million in thank yous participation dividends. Now that's a reason to celebrate. Thank yous 2022 will be here before you know it. Be part of the movement. Join the local financial cooperative where members are owners. Visit your nearest DePaco branch and join online at DePaco.com. Federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
You never want to leave free money on the table, right? Well, Linn County REC doesn't want you to leave free money in your air conditioner, water heater, or outdoor lighting either. That's why they make it simple to get your energy efficiency rebate. If you've recently added a more energy-friendly appliance to your home, get the rebate you've got coming. You'll find all the information you need and rebate forms at LinnCountyREC.com. If you're qualified for a rebate, just download the form, fill it out, attach the necessary verification information, and get it in to Linn County REC before December 20th. You don't want to miss out on that extra cash, do you? No way! So get everything together, fill it out, and have it to Linn County REC by December 20th. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County REC. Download the forms and get specific terms, criteria, and conditions at LinnCountyREC.com.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back on the Gym Class on KGYM, Mark Ironside will join us coming up here in just a moment. Want to remind you that the Todd Bommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way each weekday afternoon from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And this week, they've got the terrific Cedar Ridge Bourbon Swag Bag for you to win. If you are the lucky contestant, it is filled with a $50 Cedar Ridge Winery and Distillery gift card, as well as a Cedar Ridge Distillery hat and two glasses. And yeah, all from Cedar Ridge Bourbon and Cedar Ridge Winery and Distillery. Great folks. Glad we're working with them. And where the corn grows, the whiskey flows. Have you tried Cedar Ridge Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey yet? And if you haven't, get that ready to go for your favorite connoisseur of spirits as far as your holiday shopping list is concerned. You would not turn that down, right, Mark? Mark Dukes?
Of course not.
All right. We've had many folks asking, and ladies and gentlemen, we deliver here on the Gym Class, back by popular demand for yet another year, and thanks to Kurt Gustafson at American Family Insurance over on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, a terrific, terrific backer of wrestling at all levels, high school wrestling, collegiate wrestling, and you name it. Kurt and his folks do a great job over there, and thank them if you see them out and about. But we are happy to bring Mark Ironside back to the radio airwaves of Eastern Iowa again this year. How are you?
I'm a little razzled. Got a lot going on in the world these days with work, and wrestling season is upon us now. And speaking of Kurt Gustafson, I'm glad that you brought that up, because that reminds me, I have to call him and cancel my insurance because I had a bad ordeal happen Monday night. On the way home, ironically, from deer hunting, I hit a deer and totaled my truck.
Oh.
So, Kurt, if you're listening,
and he
cancel
is
my insurance, please.
He is.
Because she is no more.
Oh, man. That's not how you want to get a deer.
No, not how I want to get a deer at all. But, unfortunately, I had, you know, 268,000 miles on the road, and the first one I've hit, so that's not too bad. It just ended up being the one to take her out.
Well, we hope for better things throughout the wrestling season.
Yeah, let's hope. I need to call
I need to call the radio people and ask for a raise to help pay for this freaking truck now.
Hey, Mark, season gets started in earnest, as you know, on Friday. You will be there in a match against Princeton. I know some wrestlers competed up at Luther last weekend with success, but I think the thing that stands out in the probable lineups is no Spencer Lee, and that if he does not go, that kind of deprives people of a pretty good matchup with Patrick Glory, even though Lee has handled him pretty nicely twice. What do you make of that?
You know, it's unfortunate. I'm not going to lie or sugarcoat it. It's unfortunate for the fans. I mean, Spencer Lee is, you know, I mean, he's the icon of college wrestling right now in the entire country. Him and Gable Stevenson and people, you know, want to see Spencer Lee wrestle. So it's unfortunate that they're not going to see him wrestle on Friday night. But at the same time, they have to respect Coach Tom Brands, the decision that he's not wrestling. We don't know where he's at with his knees. You know, he didn't wrestle last weekend at the Luther Open either. You know, I know that he's did not have knee surgery. He's not getting knee surgery. He's just been rehabbing and rehabbing and rehabbing, and he's the most probably dedicated person I've ever seen in my life to rehabbing and going through it that way. I don't think he has anything to gain or to prove out there right now, especially this early in the season. I think he's more than done that. But at the same time, it's like I said, it's unfortunate for the fans that they're not going to see him and some other guys. But I will say this, Mark, the fans are going to have to be patient as part of the ordeal this year that they're going to run into with a lot of home meets and a lot of wrestling that away meets as well too. But we're not going to take our full lineup, you know, to meets and we're not going to wrestle them all year. You know, maybe one or two dual meets is all where you're going to see where the actual full lineup is completely full, you know, for a couple of reasons. One, we got some guys that are banged up and they're beat up and they're older. They're training differently in the room. They're not wrestling every single day live in the room. I mean, they're not 19, 20-year-old kids anymore. I mean, with that free year last year because of COVID, I mean, as you know and everybody else out there on the airwaves understands and knows that, it was a tough decision for some of these people, for some of these athletes to whether they stay or go. And I think a lot of that had to do with their, you know, physical abilities. And it's a, and I can speak firsthand, it's a sport that beats you up like no other. And they have to be really, really smart in order to, be able to be ready to go when it counts. And that's, you know, in Detroit in March. And between now and then, you're going to see bits and pieces of them. And I have 100% confidence in Coach Tom Brands and the rest of the staff that they're going to have the guys ready to go. But if we're going to beat Penn State this year, who's returning four national champs and reloaded in some other weights thanks to the open portal rules, we have to be healthy with our entire lineup come Detroit. And that's our main focus.
Well, I agree, and I think you put that very well, Mark. And I think the other factor in this decision by the Brands is the fact that Iowa's got depth. I mean, Iowa has depth every year. We know that. But I think even more that was shown at Luther up in Decorah last weekend. They've got guys that can go out and wrestle anybody in the country, and that's going to help things out come March.
You're 100% correct, and that was actually the second point when I got kind of sidetracked there that, you know, I said two things, and the second thing being is Iowa is in a very fortunate situation where probably for, I don't know, all the meets, but probably the Penn State one, we don't have to have our entire lineup in, you know, in the lineup, our entire starters to win the dual meet. I mean, we're in a situation where we could have a lot of these backups. We could start 75% of our guys as our second stringers or third stringers and still go win all these dual meets. And it's really good, and that's where I think Coach Tom Brands is really smart too, to wrestle some of those guys that are very capable of being All-Americans and providing them an opportunity to wrestle inside Carver Hawkeye Arena, making weight, just in case one of these guys, these veterans that, you know, are kind of banged up and they've had a history of being injured, what if one of them goes down? Well, it's a good thing that we've been wrestling this guy off and on all year and he's not a new, you know, person, you know, out of the mat. It's not like he's just starting to make weight. It's not like he hadn't been wrestling in Carver Hawkeye Arena before. I think it's a great opportunity for our fans to see some of these other guys that you're going to see in the future and kind of mix them in and mingle them in, throughout the season?
Mark, a lot of reasons to watch wrestling this season and every season, really, but maybe none more so than the heavyweight division. And it's been stacked in recent years, certainly in the Big Ten and nationally, but, man, you have, what, four or five world champions, an Olympic champion. Tony Cassiope from Iowa joins that group. That's going to be amazing, isn't it?
You know, everybody keeps talking about Tony Cassiope and how he's sculptured himself. You know, he looks like the Incredible Hulk out there. And, I mean, the deal is when he came to college the first couple of years, he was just kind of a pudgy kid out of high school who really hadn't matured yet and developed and become a man and hit that maturity aspect of in his life. And he has done that, and he hit the weights hard. Like, obviously you can tell he hit it hard. His nutrition changed this summer. I mean, everything developed perfectly all at the same time, and he's a specimen to look at. He's chiseled now. He's jacked. He's lost 10 pounds, but that's not a bad 10 pounds. He's quicker. He's faster. Obviously, by just obliterating the competition at the world level and winning the world championships here a few weeks ago, that was huge. And those guys, they couldn't hang with him for the entire match. I mean, one of those matches, I think it might have even been a second one. It was back and forth, but he just out-conditioned them. And, you know, I mean, you got Gable Stevenson in there still this year, and that's he's going to be tough to beat. He's going to be really tough to beat. Tony hasn't been close to him in the past. You know, one step at a time. I think that we can compete now with Mason Paris. I think that's a good matchup for us. That's a big win for us. Gable Stevenson, I would like to see us little by little, and we wrestle Minnesota this year, and that's going to be a fun match to watch. But I'm hoping Tony's gained a lot of confidence and that he can actually go toe-to-toe and wrestle with Gable Stevenson and make it a good match for 7 minutes, and then we'll continue to make progress from there.
Yeah. Mark Ironside joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Going back to Luther last weekend and the Luther Open up at Decorah, I think seven champions that the Hawkeyes had. First of all, it was good to see a lot of Hawkeyes up there. It was good to see you had D3 guys up there. You had D2 guys up there. It's just a good way to start the year. But from what you heard about the wrestling up there, who looked good, and kind of give us a rundown about that?
I think that from everybody I talked to, you know, I've seen some bits and pieces of it. Saturday, I didn't watch the whole thing on Flow Wrestling because I spent the entire day in a tree. but I did see bits and pieces of it and here and there on social media, and I've talked to people that were there. I think that people realized and they found out how good Patrick Kennedy is or can be. He wrestled, Alex Marinelli to a 3-2 match. That's big, I think that's a weight class that he needs to be at. He was at 74 last year, Patrick Kennedy, and now he's at 65. Abe Asada, I was a little disappointed. I mean, he got beat by a high school kid, but that high school kid is no slouch. He's a D1. He's going to Missouri next year. But it just goes to show, and I think that's why it's good that we wrestle in these tournaments, is that it's an opportunity for our guys to, make adjustments from there. And it's early in the season. It's the first tournament. It's been a long off season, especially for a guy like Abe Asad. For one thing that I had to take away from these guys is just more offense, more aggressiveness, more offense. And they did that. They put up, I don't know what the statistics were. I've seen them Chris Brewer, our sports information guy, sent it out, all the technical falls that we had, all the pins that we had, and we rolled through the competition. But in some of those finals matches, they were a lot closer than what they needed to be, and it could have been broke open a little bit more. But I think it was more so not really just our starters that, really shine light. I think it was a lot of our second and third string guys that were like woke some people up. I was like, holy crap, we got, like you said earlier, Scott, we got a lot of depth.
Yeah.
These guys are good. I mean, even if a starter does go down or he's not in the lineup, it's not like, well, we're going to lose this match or, well, this match isn't going to be no good. We're going to have other guys in and they're hungry and they're going to be fun to watch.
Mark, last night I had an opportunity to talk with our mutual friend, Bill McDeal, former Jefferson wrestling coach, And one of the topics that came up was work ethic. And I was picking his brain as to, and I'm going to pick your brain. I mean, every athlete needs a good work ethic. Wrestlers maybe more than anyone else, probably so. But where does it come from? Is it your upbringing? Are you born with it? Is it learned behavior? What do you think?
I think it's all of the above. I think a lot of it is, you know, you're kind of just born with it. You know, just like, you know, athleticism. Sometimes, I mean, some people are more made and born just with a lot more athleticism than other people. It's just the way that God made everybody, not just physically, but also mentally. But I also I think that it has to do a lot with your upbringing. I think it has a lot to do with, you know, the parenting and so forth. And you know, everybody talks about this generation and kids these days and this and that and everything else. I don't blame the kids. I blame the parents. And a lot of these parents, you know, they just do everything for the kids, and the kids never really realize how to do anything really for themselves. And in a wrestling world, in a wrestling sense, when it's just you and your opponent out there, you're by yourself, then that's like the worst case scenario, where as a parent just tries to do everything for them or make excuses for them or so forth. Because when the light comes down and the spotlight's on and you're out there by yourself, mommy and daddy can't come and, you know, hold your hand for you and help you out there. And I think that that wrestling is a sport where you really become exposed. But I think it can be developed, to answer your question. I think that it can definitely be developed over time. Sometimes I think it can be developed a little bit quicker for some than others. But it's not something just that comes easily for everybody. But there's also things that, you know, a lot of work ethic kind of overrides natural athleticism as well too. And that's what's great about athletics in general, but especially the sport in wrestling, is that you can take what God gave you, both physically and mentally, and you can transition into pretty much anything or be as good as you want to be. But it just doesn't happen overnight.
Kids don't deliver papers like you did back in the day at 4 o'clock in the morning, Mark.
Every single morning, Mark. People don't, I mean, I don't know if I've even told my kids that, you know. I mean, my brother Matt and I would be up at 4 in the morning every single morning, 365 days a year. And you want to talk about upbringing and good role models. The days that we were gone, whether we're at a wrestling camp or somewhere or whatever it may be, you know who did that route for us? It was our mom.
Oh.
My mom did those routes for us. You talk about a workaholic. You know, everybody thinks that my dad, you know, he was the one that, you know, was a workaholic, and he was. He you know, he worked three jobs at a time just to make ends meet for us. And he was, you know, taught us a lot about work ethic. And but my mom, boy, I tell you what, she was right there with us. But we'd do that paper out every single morning, 365 days a year, just like the mailman, you know, rain or shine. And the crazy thing was, you know, Matt and I, we don't want to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, especially when it's summertime and you want to sleep in, you don't got school to go to or nothing. So we would literally, he would take one side of the street, I'd take the other, and we would sprint, and it'd be a race carrying this big old honking bag of papers to see who got home the fastest. Everything became a competition between us, but there was just so many different things that, you know, the way that, you know, my older brother and I, especially because we were so close in age and so competitive, but things that we did that people would just, you know, just shake their heads. And we didn't do it because, you know, we wanted to make people shake their heads. We just did it because we wanted to win, and we were competitors, and when we just knew no different, you know, it's just the way that we were brought up. And I'm very, very thankful for the upbringing that I was given to from my parents, because without them and without them teaching my brothers and I and my sister, you know, how to work hard. And my sister doesn't get any gratitude at all, ever. Nobody ever talks about my sister, Carol, but that girl is the hardest worker probably out of all four of us kids. And that's the honest God truth. That girl works her tail off. And but it comes from the parenting is a lot to do with it. So I don't blame kids these days. More so, I blame the parents.
All right, we're about out of time here, but you mentioned Iowa Penn State. Is there a pretty big gap after Iowa Penn State going down to the next level, the Okie States, the Missouris, and the Michigans this year, or is it maybe not quite as big a gap as we think it is?
I think that the gap's closer than what you think.
Okay.
I definitely do. I think you're gonna. But the good thing is you're gonna see us wrestle those other guys. You know, the Okie State meet down in Texas Ranger Stadium. That's gonna be an iconic match in itself. There's just so much excitement, so many things that we can talk about. I know we're about out of time, but it's gonna be an extremely fun 21-22 wrestling season this year.
And people, you'll see people Friday.
Yes, that's what. People are so eager and hungry to get inside Carver Hawkeye Arena and watch it in person because it didn't happen last year. And the wrestlers and the energy that was not in there last year, it's just going to be a blast. Even though it is Princeton and Oregon State to start with or whatever, the place is just going to be packed. And whether the Spencer Lee's in the lineup or not, you know, show up and wear your Alex Marinelli shirt, you know, and it's not Spencer Lee that night or whatever. You know, there's so many other good wrestlers to come and watch and make a night of it.
Awesome. Hey, looking forward to it, Mark. And our only bad thing going into 21-22 is Wyatt's looking down on us instead of Matt's side. But we'll put on a good show for Wyatt this year.
I love my Wyatt Schultz. I love my Wyatt Schultz. So, all right, take care. See you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Mark Ironside joins us on Wednesdays, and his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest. In Cedar Rapids. We'll take a break, come back, get your fantasy football questions ready to go. I have a few of them ready right here on the text line at 319-366-1600 as it's going to be Chris Liss of rotowire.com to join us and answer your fantasy football questions. So stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
You hear the name Alexander Lumber and you think, well, lumber. But Alexander Lumber offers lots of other things too. Their design services can help you bring together any space. They offer free estimates on any size project too, from a single garage to a custom home. And Alexander Lumber carries a broad range of windows, doors, and cabinets to bring your full vision to life. If you don't see what you're looking for, just ask. Your next project starts at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander in Iowa City.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit circasports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career, working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Back with you on the gym class here in KGYM at 3:41. We have a traffic update for you. There is an accident, I-380 northbound at the first Urbana exit. First of the two, that is right in the town of Urbana, or going into the town of Urbana. And that is on the northbound lanes of I-380. So they are diverting traffic up off of the northbound off-ramp, and then back on to 380. But if you can avoid that area, please do so at this time. 319-366-1600. We go from wrestling to fantasy football. And we bring in Chris Liss of rotowire.com, I should say. Chris's appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. They are the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports right here on KGYM. Chris, I may have made the greatest comeback in fantasy football history Sunday night and Monday night to win my game.
Oh, how'd you do it? How far were you down?
By about 70, and the combination of Williams with his performance on Sunday night for Kansas City, and then the performance by Debo Samuel put me over the top on Monday night.
You got like 95th percentile performances from two of those guys.
Yes.
You could not nearly have expected that much. You must have been ecstatic.
I was ecstatic. That broke the four-game losing streak and put us back in good stead. So we'll see how it goes this week. But that's me. We don't care about me. 319-366-1600. I always try to keep Chris apprised of his team. So that's why we start off with that. But
yeah, no, it's important for me. It's more important than my own league, Scott.
Oh, I bet, especially those high stakes leagues that you're in.
Yeah, I got a couple going well. But the big thing is Survivor. You know, there's a $6 million Survivor contest, and we're down to one. We had 4,000 teams. We're down to 173 teams now. Still a long way to go.
Still a long way to go. But you're in there. You're fighting, right?
I'm still in. I don't know if you watched Squid Game, but there's fewer people left. I don't want to spoil it. There's fewer people left in this than there were after Red Light, Green Light. I'll tell you that much.
All right. Let's get to the text line, Chris. 1207 is in a PPR league. Needs a running back, A.J. Dillon or David Montgomery?
They're both good, but give me A.J. Dillon.
All right. 0459 is in a PPR league. Needs a flex between Rashad Bateman, Elijah Moore, or Marquez Callaway. And also another question, stick with Russell Wilson or go with Tua?
Okay, one at a time because I'll forget.
Okay.
Elijah, I'm getting old. It's 20 years later, Scott. I'll go Elijah Moore. Now, what's the QB one?
Stick with Russell Wilson or go with Tua?
I would stick with Russell Wilson.
2408, how much fantasy value does Rams receiver Van Jefferson have with Woods out and Odell in?
Jefferson had a horrible game against the Niners last week, but I think he has value. I mean, you know, Cooper Kupp can't catch all the passes. So I think he's, you know, I wouldn't get excited about it, but he could be a guy that's startable each week.
Let's go to the phone lines in Columbus Junction. We are very, very popular in Columbus Junction. Let's go to David, who has a question for Chris. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Just checking to see if Saquon Barkley is going to be on a snap count.
I don't know, but my guess is probably not, because Devontae Booker's hurt, and it's not the same thing as like his knee injury, which was serious. This is just an ankle sprain that he's probably done with. He maybe could have even played last week if they weren't on bye. So I don't know for sure, but I'm going to say start him if you have him.
All right, I'm going to keep you to that.
So am I.
Well, you get someone to if it goes wrong. It's very important.
Yes, the bye, I think, was big for Barkley. And you're like you said, Booker is also injured right now, as is most of the league, it seems. But at any rate, I think Barkley's a go for this week.
Yeah, I mean, he's almost certainly a go, but he asked if there's a snap count. And
correct.
I think that's a fair question. Maybe there is, but I kind of feel like I'm starting him, and I think he might get his full workload.
0835, Chris is in a PPR league and needs a flex. Start DK Metcalf or A.J. Dillon?
Oof, that's a good problem to have. I guess I go A.J. Dillon until they get it together, but, you know, DK Metcalf can destroy you on your bench. I mean, he could get four touchdowns. He's that good. That's a really bad – I mean, I'd probably try to sit someone else on my team.
I think you're right. And Dillon's stock, depending on what's happening in the running back room in Green Bay, is going to go up, certainly, the way it sounds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dillon's like a top 12 back already. I mean, I think for him, he's in that great offense, and he's a bulldozer, and he even showed he could catch passes last week. He made a nice play on the screen pass. So Dillon is, you know, he's one of the best offenses in the league.
1731 on the text line, Chris, is in a 2QB league. Cam Newton or Cousins?
I would go Cousins. Green Bay's defense is good, but, man, at least, you know, I'd like to see Cam play a full game, and he wasn't very good last year.
What? Carolina's great? Cam's great again.
I know. I think Cam might be good for them. I mean, I think it's definitely an upgrade over Darnold, but just starting him his first game back, I don't know. I think I'd go Cousins. Although Green Bay has been nasty. I mean, their defense is
good.
Shockingly good.
Yeah, really good. Yeah. 2408 on the text line as we talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com at 319-366-1600. PPR league, they need a flex, Darnell Mooney or Zach Moss?
Wow. I'm going to say Mooney.
21-39, also in a PPR league. They need one between Cordero Patterson, Landry, Bateman, or Michael Carter.
I'm going to say Carter.
Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
I think they're going to get crushed, but Carter catches passes, so he'll get some.
It's Patterson's been doing a lot of heavy lifting, though.
Well Patterson, I would was a snap call, but it's New England, and he might not even play. If Patterson plays, I'd probably go Patterson. Nah, I'd probably go Carter. But okay. Patterson may not even play. And if he does,
any matchups you like in particular this week, Chris?
I like the Dolphins. You know, I like Jalen Waddle and. I guess Gaskin, but it's hard to deal with their running game. But Jalen Waddle and Mike Gesicki. What else do I like? I kind of like the Giants, like, you know, Kadarius Toney. They've kind of used him erratically. He's been hurt a little. But Tampa's secondary is bad. And you have to throw against Tampa because it's hard to run against them. So Kadarius Toney, Kenny Golladay, I like both of them.
We have a late-breaking question here from good friend Pete. Chris Carson's status this week. Anything on that?
I don't know. I know that they were talking about activating him last week, and they said no. Let me look what we have on RotoWire right this second when we're talking. And it says not progressing as hoped. He won't practice today, and he hasn't progressed the way they had hoped. And this is, you know, earlier they said they were going to shut him down for the year, and then Carson said, oh, no, I'm coming back. And then they had all this hype about him coming back, and now, I don't know, I wouldn't count on anything from Carson, not only this week, but maybe not the rest of the year.
All right, let's go back to the text line at 1731. They have Clyde and Williams both for Kansas City. Is either going to be worth starting this week as the Chiefs take on the Cowboys?
You tell me, Scott. I don't know what they're going to do with CEH back because Darrell Williams has played well.
And Gore's in there, too.
Yeah, and Gore gets some carries. I think Gore won't get them now. But, you know, CEH is a nice player. But if Darrell Williams played that well on Sunday night, I guess they're going to split again. What do you think?
I think you're going to see Williams come in on third downs a lot more. I think you're going to see Clyde in first and second down quite a bit. And I think you're going to see Williams come in on third down.
It's too bad because they drafted Edwards-Helaire to be the pass catcher. He caught 55 balls. His last year in college, and you just stop, you know, just don't use him that way.
No. Yeah, it's a little bit awkward and sideways, if you will. They thought the Williams that the Chiefs thought was going to be the man is in Chicago not playing now, Mark.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to see as much playing time.
Yeah, well, Khalil Herbert's good, too. So they got Montgomery back. They're never going to play Damien Williams.
Are you apt to take Detroit anytime soon as a survivor, Chris?
No, it's funny. I was looking at my. You can look at the thing, and they have a spreadsheet with like how who you know what teams are available to everybody. Of course, Detroit's 100% available. How do I know that? Because anybody, if they use them, wouldn't be around, right? Because they never won a game. Of course, nobody used them. But no, I'm not going to take them. I mean, they'd have to. I mean, I would never say never. You never know what's going to happen, but. There's 20 weeks in this pool, 18 weeks in the regular season, plus Thanksgiving is a day, counts as a week, plus Christmas and the Thursday night game. Those three games count as a week, which is sketchy because you don't have a whole lot to choose from. But even so, I'm going to probably end up taking the Bears on Thanksgiving Day because I use Dallas. So I'm going to have the Bears in Detroit on Thanksgiving. That's going to be a big one.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Justin Fields is turning a corner.
Right, Mark?
I think he is. Yeah.
There you go. A couple more minutes here with Chris. If you have a question at 319-366-1600, I have a question for you. I will need a tight end to pick up this week. You mentioned Gesicki. Is that your number one tight end, I think? I mean, you're looking at Gesicki, Engram, Komet, and...
If Gesicki's available, I'll pick him up for sure. I mean, he's not my number one overall tight end, but he's definitely, if he's available, that's an easy one, yeah.
All right. I will keep that in mind right there for this week. And so many top-line guys out right now. I mean, it's just couple that along with the buys for each team throughout the year. It is tough to be a fantasy football manager right now.
Well, you got buys, you got injuries, and you got COVID. I mean, Roethlisberger, half my survivor pool went out because they locked in their pick on Saturday, and then Roethlisberger was scratched with COVID Saturday night, and nobody knew. You know, nobody, how can you predict something like that? So this is a whole other wrinkle. So, yes, it's very hard these days.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, tell the folks out there how they can find out injury information on Sunday morning, Saturday night, what have you, on the website.
Yeah, rotowire.com/try. I used to say trial, but try also works and it's easier. rotowire.com/try. Free 10 days. You don't need a credit card. You get everything we have, all our projections, our rankings, all our latest news. And then at the end of 10 days, if you want to pay for it, you can. And if you don't, then you don't have to do anything. So rotowire.com/try.
All right. Very good. Hey, best of luck, Chris. Hey, we'll take next week off with Thanksgiving. You guys have a very happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk with you in a couple weeks.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Chris Liss of rotowire.com joining us. And his appearance is brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of Fantasy Sports right here on KGYM. Back with a Bowling Night in America preview for you after this.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
If you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire top talent for your team, especially when you're competing with other businesses to find the right people. So how can you get the hiring edge? ZipRecruiter. Next key marketing manager, Erin Harchi, loves ZipRecruiter's invite to apply. She says, quote, "They get my job posting in front of the right people. I instantly see great candidates, and I can invite them to apply to my job." See for yourself. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY, to try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
And it is Wednesday. That means it is Bowling Night in America. And this preview is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Thanks to Tom, the entire terrific staff out there that make us feel so welcome each and every Wednesday throughout the long, long marathon season that is BNA. Evergreen League and money on the line tonight, Mark.
Indeed, it's position night, and that's where one faces two, three versus four, so on and so on down the line, and cash is available. We face Pro Bowling Concepts, a team which is in third place. We are in fourth. Possibility of going by them, maybe even reaching second, if our one-month heater continues. But this team is always an up out, always a tough out. And they often live stream on Facebook Live the match that they're in. So maybe catch the Rusty Nails on a live stream tonight, folks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Records are made to be broken, and that will be the case tonight. Yeah, yeah, come watch us miss a lot of 10 pins, things like that. But we'll see. I think they're one donner down, so due to injuries. So we'll see what happens tonight. But always fun facing those guys, and always fun going out to May City.
It is indeed. We'll have a recap tomorrow. And as you might want to plan a birthday party or company outing, just a family outing, it doesn't matter. Check ahead for open lane times at May City Bowl, 362-0136. Check out the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. Looking forward to that. It's our Off the Glass segment each and every Thursday. And we'll talk with Kevin, get his thoughts about Loyola picking up and leaving the Missouri Valley. He's going to be in Bermuda, though. He is in Bermuda right now. Very, very appreciative of him sending me beach pictures last night. That was great, Kevin. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, likely with a land shark in his hand, but anxious to talk to Kevin tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Mark, we'll keep you updated and have a fine evening, and we'll talk tomorrow.
I will. Good luck and good bowling. Talk tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next, and a chance to win from Cedar Ridge. And that comes up between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Since being the first to make wiper blades over a century ago, Trico has protected drivers in any weather. We're always looking ahead, studying your specific driving conditions so you'll be ready for anything.